a direct comparison of two measures of ordinal knowledge among 8-year-olds, Chang Su, Joanne Lefebvre, Sabrina D. Leonardo Burr, Aaron A. Maloney, Judith Weil, Victoria Sims, Sherry Lynn Squarchuk, Helen P. Osana. Abstract. Children's knowledge of the ordinal relations among number symbols is related to their mathematical learning. Ordinal knowledge has been measured using judgment, open bracket, i.e., decide whether a sequence of 3 digits is in order, close bracket, and ordering tasks, open bracket, i.e., order 3 digits from smallest to largest, close bracket. However, the question remains whether performance on these two ordinal tasks tap into similar cognitive processes. Canadian children, open bracket, N equals 87, age M equals 8.7 years, grade 3, close bracket, completed symbolic number tasks, open bracket, i.e., number comparison, ordering, and order judgment, close bracket, and measures of arithmetic fluency, open bracket, i.e., addition and subtraction, close bracket, and working memory, open bracket, i.e., digit span backward, close bracket. For both ordinal tasks, there was a reverse distance effect for ordered sequences such that children responded faster to adjacent than to non-adjacent sequences, open bracket, e.g., 2, 3, 4, versus 4, 7, 9, close bracket, and a canonical distance effect for unordered sequences such that children responded faster to non-adjacent than to adjacent sequences, open bracket, e.g., 4, 2, 3, versus 4, 9, 7, close bracket. Working memory and number comparison each predicted unique variance in the ordinal measures, open bracket, ordering, order judgment, and latent ordinal factor based on 2 measures, close bracket. Furthermore, ordinal skills superseded the role of number comparison as the key predictor of arithmetic controlling for children's gender and working memory skills. In summary, although both ordering and order judgment tasks index ordinal knowledge, a latent factor that excludes task-specific error may be a better index than either task separately. Keywords: ordering, ordered judgment, arithmetic, cognitive processes, measurement. Knowledge of number order: the ability to determine the relative relations among numbers, open bracket, e.g., 2 comes after 1 and before 3, close bracket, is essential for numerical processing. Order judgment tasks are the most widely used measure of ordinal knowledge both for children and adults. Typically, participants are presented with 3 numbers and asked to decide whether these digits are in order by making a binary decision. Open bracket, e.g., 1, 2, 3 is in order, whereas 1, 3, 2 is not. Close bracket. However, for young children, this task can be quite challenging, and thus other measures have been used. In particular, ordinal knowledge has been assessed by ordering tasks in which children are shown 3 digits and asked to order them from smallest to largest. Researchers have assumed that both these measures tap into the same ordinal construct, but none have directly tested this assumption. Thus, the goal of this present study was to determine if 2 commonly used ordinal tasks, order judgment and ordering, show similar patterns of cognitive processing and similar relations to other numeracy and arithmetic tasks. Patterns of responses in order processing tasks. 2 effects are observed in ordinal tasks, the canonical distance effect and the reverse distance effect. The canonical distance effect is so named because in number comparison tasks, which have been used extensively in this field, open bracket, i.e., which is larger, 2 or 6, close bracket, response times and errors decrease with increasing distances between digit pairs, open bracket, e.g., 2, 3 versus 2, 8, close bracket. This canonical distance effect has been observed in children's number comparison performance beginning at age 5. In a sample, nearly 400 adults found that all participants exhibited a canonical distance effect, although the magnitude of this effect varied among individuals. In ordinal tasks, a canonical distance effect is observed where people are faster and less error-prone to judge ordered sequences with larger inter-element differences. Open bracket, e.g., 369 versus 357. Close bracket. And for all unordered sequences, including those with adjacent numbers, open bracket, e.g., 324, close bracket. However, people are faster and less error-prone when identifying adjacent ordered sequences, open bracket, e.g., 234, close bracket, compared to non-adjacent ordered sequences, open bracket, e.g., 135, close bracket. This pattern was labeled the reverse distance effect and is assumed to be a central feature of order processing. Reverse distance effects in order judgments depend on the frequency of adjacent sequences in the stimulus set and on participant solution strategies. Some ordered adjacent sequences, open bracket, e.g., 123 and 234, close bracket, are highly familiar and can be easily retrieved from memory. In support of familiarity explanation, the reverse distance effect is found for ascending but not for descending adjacent sequences among adults, presumably because ascending sequences are more familiar and therefore easier to retrieve. Thus, the reverse distance effect may be largely driven by a few very familiar sequences. On all other sequences, people may need to perform sequential comparisons to make order decisions, resulting in canonical distance effects. Together, the canonical and reverse distance effects observed in the order judgment task support the view that cardinal and ordinal processing of symbolic numbers are both involved depending on the task demands and the extent to which the adjacent sequences are present in the stimulus set. The development of order processing. For young children, order processing is closely tied to knowledge of the familiar counting sequence and to number comparison. For example, Sella and colleagues have shown that when young children, open bracket, i.e., 3.5 to 6 years old, close bracket, are asked to order adjacent triplets on a number line, open bracket, e.g., 234, close bracket, their performance is closely related to their number comparison performance. When asked to order non-adjacent sequences, however, kindergarten and grade 1 children, open bracket, i.e., 5 to 6 years old, close bracket, performed well below chance, suggesting they have a strict definition of order that is tied to their knowledge of their counting sequence. As children get older, open bracket, i.e., 7 to 12 years old, close bracket, they become quite accurate at judging both adjacent and non-adjacent sequences. However, sequence type continues to influence mathematical understanding, with performance on ordered adjacent sequences predicting more unique variance in arithmetic than performance on any other type of sequence. This finding suggests that the relation between order judgments and arithmetic is driven by fluent recognition of familiar adjacent sequences. In contrast, on sequences with non-adjacent digits, people use magnitude comparison mechanisms for assessing relative order instant of retrieval-based processing. For children, performance on ordinal tasks is consistently related to performance on number comparison tasks, where the explicit requirement is to use magnitude-based decisions. Comparison performance has been found to predict unique variance in both the concurrent ordering performance for children in grade 1 and grade 2. Open bracket, i.e., 6 to 8 years old. Close bracket. In the improvement in ordering performance for children from grade 1 and grade 2, these results support the view that ordinal processing requires knowledge of the mappings between symbols and magnitude and use of that knowledge to make comparisons. Similarly, adults reported using a sequential comparison strategy on unordered sequences, open bracket, e.g., for 2, 3, 1, 2, lesser than 3, 3, greater than 1. So sequence is unordered, close bracket, versus memory retrieval on judgments of ordered adjacent sequences. Found that performance on comparison and ordered judgments predicted mostly shared variance for arithmetic performance for adults, supporting the view that these basic number skills draw on common processes. In addition to domain-specific number knowledge about cardinal and ordinal associations, domain-general abilities may also influence children's performance on order processing tasks. In particular, working memory may be involved when people make decisions about unfamiliar sequences. Open bracket, i.e., non-adjacent sequences and unordered sequences. Close bracket. In support of this view, performance on order judgment and other ordinal tasks is correlated with working memory skills for children and adults. Specifically, people may need to hold the results of the number comparisons in working memory to use for the decision process. If the sequence is shown for a brief time, they may also need to retain the sequence of digits in working memory. In summary, the literature suggests that order judgment performance is related to familiarity with precision learned sequences, knowledge of relative magnitude, and working memory. Relations among cardinal, ordinal, and arithmetic processing. Both cardinal and ordinal processing of numbers are assumed to influence the development of children's numerical representations. However, children's ordinal skills develop more slowly than their cardinal skills. In a large cross-sectional study, found that number comparison was a better predictor of arithmetic than order judgments for children in grade 1, open bracket, age 7, close bracket, and grade 2, open bracket, age 8, close bracket. Order judgments become increasingly more predictive of arithmetic for children in grades 3 through 6, open bracket, ages 9 to 12, close bracket. Moreover, for children in grade 1, open bracket, 6 to 7 years of age, close bracket, individual differences in arithmetic were correlated with comparison performance, but not with order judgments, suggesting that these two tasks may draw on different underlying processes at this age. Similarly, Hsu and Lefebvre found that for children in grade 1, open bracket, 6 to 7 years of age, close bracket, performance on comparison, not ordering, predicted the level of development for arithmetic skills from fall to spring. In the same study, however, Hsu and Lefebvre also found that for children in grade 2, open bracket, 7 to 8 years of age, close bracket, ordering, but not comparison, predicted the development of arithmetic skills. Moreover, beginning in grade 2, order judgments fully mediated the relation between number comparison and arithmetic performance. Overall, there is substantial evidence that the ordinal skills supersede the role of number comparison as the key factor of arithmetic from grade 2 onward. Current study. The goal of the present study was to examine whether ordering and order judgment tasks shared the same underlying cognitive processing for children in grade 3. Grade 3 was chosen because the dominant role of ordinal skills in predicting arithmetic skills became stable by grade 3. Our overarching hypothesis was that the two tasks would show similar patterns of performance and similar relations with number comparison and arithmetic performance. More specifically, we first hypothesized for both ordinal tasks, open bracket, i.e., ordering and judgment, close bracket, would be a reverse distance effect for ordering sequences and canonical distance effect for unordered sequences. Second, we hypothesized that number comparison skills and working memory, open bracket, measured with a digit span backward task, close bracket, would predict unique variance in performance on both ordinal tasks. Third, we hypothesized that ordinal knowledge would supersede the role of number comparison as the key predictor of arithmetic, consistent with other studies of children in similar age range. Open bracket, i.e., 7 to 9 years. Close bracket. Specifically, we tested this hypothesis using the latent factor extracted based on ordering and order judgment tasks to reduce error variance in measurement. Method. Participants. Ethics approval from Carleton University and school divisions was first obtained, followed by principal and teacher approval. Letters were then sent home inviting children to participate. 87 children were recruited from 3 public schools in a medium-sized Canadian city. Open bracket, M age equals 8.7 years, standard deviation equals 0.3, range from 8 to 1 to 9 to 2 months, 43 boys. Close bracket. In Ontario, Canada. The schools were selected to draw from neighborhoods with higher immigrant populations because the data are part of a larger language learning and mathematics achievement study. 51 children spoke English as their first language, and 36 children spoke another first language. Open bracket, i.e., Chinese, Arabic, Hindi, Russian, Turkish, Spanish, Gujarati, Dutch, Japanese, Greenya, Hebrew, Urdu, Malayalam, Somali, or Cambodian. Close bracket. For all children, the language of instruction at school was English. Information about parents' highest education level was available for 81 mothers and 80 fathers. For fathers slash mothers, 2.5% slash 1.3% had less than high school, 4.9% slash 6.3% had a high school diploma, 24.7% slash 17.5% had a community college diploma or degree, 39.5% slash 30% had a university degree, and 28.4% slash 45% had a postgraduate degree. The median level of education for both mothers and fathers was an undergraduate degree. Procedure. All children were tested individually by trained experimenters in a quiet space at school during 3 testing sessions within 3 months. The number comparison and ordering tasks were completed during the first session. The working memory and order judgment tasks were completed during the second session, and the arithmetic task was completed during the third session. The order of tasks was consistent across all children. Children received stickers as compensation for their participation. Measures. Data was collected as a part of a larger project. Description of additional measures and stimuli for the tasks used in the present paper are included in the Open Science Framework. The reliability of each of the measures in the present study are included in Table 1. Working memory. The digit span backward task assessed children's working memory capacity. To ensure that speed, volume, and pronunciation were consistent across participants, all trials were presented using pre-recorded audio files. Participants heard a string of numbers and had to repeat them in reverse order. The task started with a demonstration trial, followed by 2 practice trials with feedback. Then, children started with 2 trials of span length 2. Each subsequent pair of trials increased by 1 item. The maximum possible span length was 8. Scoring was the total number of correct trials. The task was discontinued if children were unable to recall both trials for a given span. Number comparison. Children completed a number comparison task using an iPad application called Bigger Number. Children were present with side-by-side single-digit numbers, open bracket, i.e. digits 1 to 9, close bracket, on an iPad screen and were instructed to tap the numerically bigger number as quickly as possible. A total of 26 trials were presented in a random order. On 13 trials, the distance between the 2 numbers was small, open bracket, i.e. 1, 2, or 3, close bracket. On the other 13 trials, the distance between the 2 numbers was large, open bracket, i.e. 4, 5, 6, or 7, close bracket. On each trial, a fixation cross appeared in the center of the screen for 500 milliseconds, followed by a blank screen for another 500 milliseconds, followed by the presentation of 2 numbers. If the child did not respond within 3 seconds, the next trial was presented. Children were each given 2 practice trials to make sure they understood the task. Response time, in seconds, and accuracy were recorded automatically by the app. Ordering task. Children completed a number of ordering tasks using an iPad application called Number Ordering. For each trial, a fixation cross appeared on the center of the screen for 500 milliseconds, followed by 3 numbers presented in separate boxes. Open bracket, see an example in Figure 1. Close bracket. They were asked to tap the number in order from smallest to largest as quickly and accurately as possible. To ensure that they understood the instructions, children were given 3 practice trials with feedback. After the practice trials, 24 sequences, open bracket, with numbers ranging from 1 to 9, close bracket, were presented to children. 12 of these sequences had adjacent numbers and 12 sequences had non-adjacent numbers. 12 of the sequences were presented in order. If children did not provide a response within 7 seconds, the app advanced to the next trial. Response time, open bracket, in seconds, close bracket, and accuracy were recorded automatically by the app. Order judgment task. Children completed an order judgment task using an iPad application called Order Judgment. This app was created based on the paper and pencil judgment tasks frequently used in literature. For each trial, a fixation cross appeared in the center of the screen for 500 milliseconds, followed by a blank screen for 500 milliseconds, followed by the stimulus. Open bracket, See an example in figure 1. Close bracket. Children were asked to decide whether sequences were in an ascending order or not, as fast as possible. If all numbers were in ascending order, open bracket, e.g. 2, 3, 4, or 2, 5, 7, close bracket, they were instructed to touch the green check mark. If the numbers were not in ascending order, open bracket, e.g. 2, 3, 1, or 5, 7, 2, close bracket, they were instructed to touch the red cross. Children completed the same practice trials in the number ordering task, followed by 24 experimental trials. The same stimuli from the ordering task were used for this order judgment task. Arithmetic fluency. Children completed addition and subtraction questions using a paper and pencil as quickly and accurately as possible. They were presented with one page of single-digit addition problems and one page of single-digit subtraction problems. Open bracket, three columns of 20 items for a total of 60 items per page. Close bracket. They were given 1 minute to complete as many problems as possible without skipping any questions. Scoring was based on the total number of questions answered correctly for each page. Data analysis. For the speeded tasks, open bracket, i.e., number comparison, ordering, and order judgment, close bracket, adjusted response times were calculated to account for both response times and accuracy in a single score. For each participant, an adjusted RT was calculated using this formula. Reaction time adjusted equals reaction time correct plus open bracket percentage error times open square bracket standard deviation reaction time divided by standard percentage error reaction time close brackets, where reaction time correct is the mean response time on the correct trials and percentage error is weighted by the ratio of the standard deviations on correct reaction times and percentage error. Van Deeren Donk refers to these as linear integrated speed accuracy scores. Results. Descriptive statistics. Descriptive statistics and correlations are shown in Table 1, except for one child who did not contribute order judgment data due to technical error. All children contributed data for all tasks. Outliers were defined as values with z-scores greater than, open bracket, 3.29, close bracket, from the mean for the sample. One outlier was found for each of the following measures: number comparison, open bracket, z equals 3.91, close bracket, order judgment, open bracket, z equals 3.84, close bracket, arithmetic fluency, open bracket, z equals 3.69, close bracket. Sensitivity analysis with and without these outliers showed similar patterns of results, and thus all the data were included in the final analysis. As shown in Table 1, all mathematics measures were correlated with each other. Digit span backward was significantly correlated with the ordinal and arithmetic tasks. The two ordinal tasks were strongly correlated. R, open bracket, 85, close bracket, equals 0.57. P is less than 0.001, sharing approximately one-third of the total variance with each other. Moreover, we use the Fisher R to Z transformation to compare the strength of the correlations between the ordinal tasks and other measures. Open bracket, i.e., digit span backward, number comparison, and arithmetic. Close bracket. The strength of the correlations between ordering and all the other measures did not significantly differ from the strength of the correlations between order judgment and other measures. PS is greater than 0.05. These results show that performance on the ordering and order judgment tasks had similar correlations with other measures. There was also no significant difference between ordering and order judgment for percentage error. T, bracket, 85, close bracket, equals 0.99, P equals 0.326, D equals 0.11, or reaction time on correct trials, T, open bracket, 85, close bracket, equals 0.94, P value equals 0.348, D equals 0.1. When considering both error and reaction time together, in the adjusted reaction times, children performed equally well on both tasks. T, open bracket, 85, close bracket, equals 0.48, P equals 0.634, D equals 0.05, these results support the view that the two tasks rely on the same response code. One exception, there were no significant gender differences across the measures. Open bracket, PS is greater than 0.05. Close bracket. Boys had a higher scores on the arithmetic tasks than girls. Open bracket, 32.5 versus 24.7. Close bracket. T, open bracket, 80.62, close bracket, equals 2.44. P equals 0.017. D equals 0.52. Thus, we controlled for gender in analysis of arithmetic. Canonical distance effect on number comparison. On the number comparison task, the error rate across all trials was 4.2%. Open bracket, standard deviation equals 4.6%. Close bracket. And the reaction time on the correct responses was 1 second. Open bracket, standard deviation equals 0.19 seconds. Close bracket. Adjusted reaction times for number pairs with a small distance and number pairs with a large distance were compared. The canonical distance effect was found, such that the adjusted reaction time was greater for number pairs with a small distance than for number pairs with a large distance. Open bracket, 1.12 versus 0.95 seconds. Close bracket. T, open bracket 86, close bracket, equals 13.86. P is less than 0.001, and D equals 1.49. Verse and canonical distance effect on ordinal tasks. Adjusted reaction times were analyzed in a 2, open bracket, task, order, and judgment, close bracket, times 2, open bracket, type, non-adjacent, and adjacent, close bracket, times 2, open bracket, order, unordered, and ordered, close bracket, repeated measures ANOVA. Means across all factors are shown in Table 2. The main effect of order was significant. Children were faster to respond to ordered sequences than to unordered sequences. Open bracket, 2.64 seconds versus 3.01 seconds. Close bracket. The main effects of task and type were not significant. The two-way interactions between task and order and between type and order were significant. Simple effect analysis were used to evaluate interactions using Bonferroni adjustments. For the interaction between task and order, on the ordered sequences, children responded faster on the ordered judgment than on the ordered task. Open bracket, 2.55 seconds versus 2.73 seconds. SE equals 0.09, P equals 0.047, NP to the power of 2 equals 0.046, close bracket. But for the unordered sequences, no difference was found between the two tasks. Open bracket, 3.03 seconds versus 2.99 seconds. SE equals 0.09, P equals 0.64, NP to the power of 2 equals 0.003, close bracket. Children can quickly identify ordered sequences. Thus, the difference between the two tasks likely reflects response demands, with the order judgment task requiring a single tap and the ordered task requiring 3 taps. For the interaction between type and order, on the ordered sequences, children responded faster to the adjacent than to the non-adjacent sequences. Open bracket, 2.55 seconds versus 2.74 seconds. SE equals 0.05. P is less than 0.001. And NP to the power of 2 equals 0.148. Close bracket, showing a reverse distance effect. In contrast, for the unordered sequences, children responded more slowly to the adjacent than non-adjacent sequences. Open bracket, 3.07 seconds versus 2.95 seconds. SE equals 0.05, P equals 0.022, NP to the power of 2 equals 0.062. Close bracket, showing a canonical distance effect. Furthermore, as shown in Figure 2, there was no significant three-way interaction, indicating that the patterns of the reverse and canonical distance effects are not significantly different for the ordering and order judgment tasks. Unique contribution of working memory and number comparison to variance in ordinal tasks. Multiple regression analysis were conducted to examine the unique contribution of working memory and number comparison to each of the ordinal measures. Specifically, we considered three ordinal measures, open bracket, all using adjusted reaction time, close bracket, ordering, order judgment, and latent factor extracted based on the first two. The latent factor, which accounted for 78% of the shared variance between the two measures, was created using principal component analysis. As shown in Table 4, all three models, performance on the working memory and comparison tasks, each predicted unique variance in the ordinal tasks, suggesting the cardinal processing and working memory are likely involved when children perform ordinal tasks. Relations among cardinal, ordinal, and arithmetic tasks. Hierarchical linear regression analysis were conducted to examine whether the comparison and ordinal measures account for variability in arithmetic fluency. Block 1 included gender, digit span backward, and number comparison. Block 2 included one of the ordinal measures, open bracket, i.e., ordering, order judgment, or a latent ordinal factor. Close bracket. The patterns of results were the same across the three models, and the best model was the one when a latent ordinal factor was included. Thus, we interpreted the results of the model that involved the latent factor. Open bracket. See results for the other models in the appendix. Close bracket. In block one, children's gender, digit span backward, and number comparison performance together predicted approximately 25% of the variance in arithmetic performance. Open bracket. See Table 5, close bracket. In Block 2, performance on the ordinal factor rather than number comparison predicted unique variance in arithmetic. These results were consistent with patterns in previous research where ordinal skills superseded the role of number comparison and predicted unique variance in arithmetic. The amount of unique variance explained by the ordinal latent factor was higher, open bracket, 16%, close bracket, than either of the ordering or order judgment tasks entered separately. Open bracket, 10%, see table A1 and A2 in the appendix. Close bracket. Additionally, to further evaluate the models, we compared KX information criteria, open bracket, AIC, close bracket, values for each model where lower values indicate better models. The AIC value was lower for the model when the ordinal latent factor was used, open bracket, 681.83, close bracket, then for models when either ordering, open bracket, 696.96, close bracket, or order judgment, open bracket, 689.58, close bracket, was entered separately. Thus, the best model to predict arithmetic performance was the one that included the latent ordinal factor score. Discussion. In the present study, we examined whether ordering and order judgment tasks share the same underlying cognitive processes for children in grade 3. We found expected patterns of responses, open bracket, i.e., reverse distance effects on ordered sequences and canonical distance effects on unordered sequences, close bracket, for both tasks. The reverse and canonical distance effects observed in the order judgment task are used to index ordinal and cardinal processing, respectively. Therefore, the results of the present study, as expected, show that both the ordering and order judgment tasks involve cardinal and ordinal processing of symbolic numerals. With respect to the cognitive predictors of ordinal processing, we found that working memory and number comparison skills predicted ordinal skills for both tasks. Consistent with previous research using the order judgment task, we found a link between working memory and ordinal processing, regardless of different task demands. Open bracket, i.e., touching the screen 3 times for the ordering task versus touching the screen once for the order judgment task. Close bracket. When asked to make order judgments on unfamiliar number sequences, participants need to hold the results of the sequential comparisons in working memory to use for the decision process. Beyond working memory, children's number comparison skills also predicted unique variance in their ordinal skills, suggesting that children rely on magnitude-based mechanisms to make ordinal decisions at least some of the time. Open bracket, e.g., on unordered sequences. Close bracket. In summary, the contributions of working memory and cardinal processing to predict variance in the ordering and order judgment tasks were highly similar, suggesting that these tasks likely tap into similar cognitive processes. Importantly, Ordinal knowledge supersede the role of number comparison as the key predictor of arithmetic consistent with the other studies of children of similar ages. After sufficient instruction and practice with basic arithmetic, children are expected to retrieve basic addition facts, open bracket, i.e., 5 plus 8 equals 13, close bracket. However, learning arithmetic requires children to access specific associations between operands and answer that need to be managed or differentially activated depending on the problem characteristics. For example, to solve 5 plus 8, children can rely on counting up from the bigger number or recognizing that 8 is closer to 10. Decompose 5 to 2 plus 3 and solve 8 plus 2 equals 10. 10 plus 3 equals 13. Similarly, a solution from 16 minus 9 may involve recognizing that 9 is almost 10, and then solving 16 minus 10 plus 1. These arithmetic solutions rely on children's knowledge of cardinal and ordinal associations. Thus, the strong correlations between ordinal and arithmetic performance may occur because both types of skills rely heavily on accessing symbol-symbol associations from an integrated network. The order judgment task is the most widely used measure of ordinal processing for children. However, in an order judgment task, children aged 4 to 7 years of age did not accept the ordered non-adjacent sequences as in order. Alternatively, the ordering task, which clarifies the key phrase in ascending order as from smallest to largest, is more sensitive to capturing ordinal knowledge for younger children. Task performance on both ordering and order judgment tasks for the 8-year-old children in the present study showed excellent reliability and construct validity. Thus, ordering and order judgment tasks can be used to reliably index ordinal knowledge. When feasible, researchers can consider using both tasks for a more precise measure of ordinal processing. Future directions and limitations. The present study examined the concurrent relations among different types of basic numerical skills and arithmetic performance for children with 3 years of formal schooling, with a focus of validating measures of ordinal processing of symbolic numbers. Although concurrent studies can provide valuable insights into the relations among different levels of numeric knowledge, longitudinal research is needed to capture the development of children's ordinal skills during the emerging stages. Therefore, one limitation of this study is that we did not examine the validity of the ordering and order judgment tasks over time. Another limitation is that we did not counterbalance the order in which children completed the two ordinal tasks. All children completed the ordering task during the first testing session and the order judgment task during the second testing session. There were several days between testing sessions, attenuating possible practice effects that could have influenced the results. However, if the tasks are administered within the same session, researchers could consider counterbalancing the order of the presentation. We note that the two ordinal tasks showed highly similar response times despite the ordering task requiring more action than the order judgment tasks. Open bracket, i.e., 3 taps to respond versus 1 tap to respond. Close bracket. We speculate that children decide how to respond before making the actual physical response. However, future research could provide more definite insights into these similar response times by adjusting the app set up to capture the timing for the first tap, open bracket, and subsequent taps, close bracket. In the present research, verbal working memory was a predictor of ordinal processing, consistent with various research. In contrast, found that visuospatial working memory was a unique predictor of the development of ordered judgments from grade 1 to grade 2. Potentially indicating a role of visuospatial manipulation in ordinal processing. The present results suggest that working memory processes more generally are important in ordinal processing. Thus, researchers should evaluate both verbal and visuospatial working memory as a source of individual differences in future studies of ordinal skills. Conclusion. In mathematics research, different tasks are often used, claiming to tap into the same underlying construct. However, Rarely are both tasks administered to the same group of students to quantify their construct validity. In the present study, we show that ordering and order judgment tasks involve similar cognitive processes for children in grade 3. Despite differences in task demands, performance on ordinal tasks is related to children's familiarity with number sequences, knowledge of relative magnitude, and working memory. Moreover, ordinal skills replace number comparison as the key predictor of arithmetic for children in grade 3. Thus, when evaluating existing studies, readers can be confident that the two measures are tapping into similar relations with other mathematical tasks. Notably, when performance on the two ordinal tasks was used to create a latent factor, more variance in arithmetic performance was explained than when only a single measure was used. Overall, we conclude that both ordering and order judgment tasks are valid indices of ordinal knowledge, but a latent factor that excludes task-specific error may be a better index than either task separately. Supplementary materials. The supplementary materials contain descriptions of additional measures and stimuli for the tasks used in the present paper. Open bracket, for access, see index of supplementary materials below. Close bracket.